The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up.
Welcome to Power Up Branding. This is Kathy Bass. I am sitting here with my guest, Mary Beth York, to help me put this episode together for you. Put your best brand face forward. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you, Kathy. This is totally fun, and radio is new, and I'm loving it.
Oh, good.
It's a lot less work.
It is, and like I was saying, well, they can't see us, but what we did before was we just did in
20 minutes.
We just met an hour ago.
Right.
So within that hour, we were 2.5 miles away, and we did a video shoot. I came down, well, my face was naked. And no makeup to do the before and after, because that's the show's about branding, learning from it. And this, actually, Mary Beth and I met a year ago.
Where did we meet?
Women Investing in Women.
Okay,
the
that's
back
right.
row.
We
were.
Yes.
I was covering, and
I knew
we
it was something
through.
Woman-y. I
yes.
just couldn't remember which. So.
And thank you, Anu and Kristen.
Yeah,
for
Christy, I was texting with her today.
Ah,
so
there was a lot, and so that's what happens. I mean, that's part of branding too.
Yeah,
you remember someone, mm-hmm. what they do. Of course, her colors are pink and black. Mine are too, so we bonded on that.
Exactly.
And then there was another event after that. But this is an interesting episode for me and something I thought I would never do. The background, something I haven't shared with a lot of people, but I have no problem sharing it because it's related and it's a good learning experience. This, you know, it's all these little things that help to enhance you, your energy, how you feel, how you present yourself to the world, and it's not fake.
Right.
That was the biggest hang-up I had. What happened was I got permanent extensions.
Oh, okay.
And I had a lot of discussions, and I said, I don't feel like this is real. I never had long hair, though. See, my hair never grew past shoulder length.
Uh-huh.
So what came out as a joke, I do the taxes, and my husband says, okay, what do you want for your pay? As the accountant.
Right.
And so I was kidding. I said, long hair. And so he texted me, and he's like, okay, you get them. Well, long story short, we're in Jamaica, and I'm a very active person, hiking, swimming, all that. I went scuba diving. Well, I tried to. I did the experiment. Uh-huh. And then I went jet skiing and water skiing. And all of a sudden, I had this giant baseball on top of my head because there was a chemical reaction because of salt water. So I came home, and the hairstylist just assumed I knew not to do that.
Wow.
And I said, well, that doesn't fit my personality.
Right.
And so that is just an example of something where it's not fake.
Right.
It's an enhancement, like makeup. That's mm-hmm. what I said, is it just, you're just shining, enabling yourself to shine a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary Beth is a whole line of, wow, so many cool things. So we'll just go from the head to toe. The head is what I love, clip-in extensions.
Right.
So I get that little, ooh, I love it. I can feel it. You can't see it, but you'll see it on the before and after pictures.
Yeah, and it's 100% natural, real hair, which is nice. So you can curl it. You can use a flat iron on it. You can color them. You can have them kind of styled to work in with your own hair. And it's really meant to just make your own hair look healthier and
fuller.
Or do
the contrast.
Right, right. Or do a whole different color, which is totally fun, too.
Yeah.
I need to get some hot pink ones, I think. I'm going to do that
See
next.
What colors come. Isn't it Fashion Week this week, I think?
Is it Phoenix Fashion Week? Is that what
it's
you're saying?
Somewhere.
No, I know New York is not for a few weeks. So
okay,
I mean,
they're
I don't
doing
know.
Behind the scenes, but that's we'll see what color trends come
yeah.
out. And so, I mean, I never thought of myself as one of those people that gets dolled up, but you do feel better.
Well, and my clientele has always been older women. You know, I've been way up north in Scottsdale where it was a lot of people's second and third homes. And, you know, my clientele has been like 60 and up, a lot of my women, and it's amazing how much better they'll feel about themselves after getting their makeup done and how their husbands will love it. And that's one of the biggest gratifications I get is, you know, they're so cute.
That's your aha moment.
Yeah, I mean, I've had women come in with their little wheelchairs or their walkers, you know, at 90 and buying all of their face stuff. And I just think it's adorable. We all want to feel good and look good. And it's really no different than buying clothes that you love. It's adorning yourself in one way or another.
And that's how I embraced it, is I looked at it different. But it was a struggle for me just because I doing what I do and saying I'm real. Is this not real? And I'm thinking, yeah, like I said, you put makeup, you put clothes, accessories, jewelry. Again, they can't see it. Another piece of this is what I've been dying to feel it. It's so comfortable. It's called Rock Your Tube, and now you have all different colors. And so I'm wearing all black, and this was part of what we did within such a short amount of time, because someone like me, if you tell me all this stuff and I look great, I'm not going to follow up with it. So you've we'll get into some of those different products you've done to make it, as you call it, foolproof.
Right.
So Rock Your Tube, I just, you know, went in the restroom and changed my shirt, and I've got the sweater I'm wearing, for instance, is an accessory.
Right.
Great for traveling, because we had to do this, and I'm also traveling, so wear black pants, black shirt, so that I could do the, you know, Rock Your Tube, which I'll have to experiment with. But if you just put one sweater, I mean, that's an accessory.
Well, right, and just so the listeners know, it's a tube. It comes in a tube, and it's machine washable, one size fits all. It's made in a knitting factory in Holland. It rolls up easily into your suitcase, and you can put it on. It's, you know, mostly cotton with a little bit of spandex, and it just sucks you in. And it's all with how you kind of style it and make it your own. And that's one of the reasons I love about it, is you're not like a fashion follower. You know, it's just a basic piece of your wardrobe, and it all comes down to what you put on over it, how you accessorize it, how you channel your own inner fashionista.
And I mean, I love that, because that's part of our world today, is there's too many choices and too many options. And that common thing,
simplification.
Yes. And that's what I loved about your background in here, where, I mean, there's just so many elements to this where, I mean, for instance, I wasn't trained how to do my makeup.
Right.
I had a friend once, it's kind of a funny story. My friend knew how to do makeup, and she had a roommate, and she was standing like 10 feet away from the mirror putting on makeup. She's like, what are you doing? So this is very common.
Right.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
Well, and I can tell you, every woman that sits in my chair, and I've done thousands of women, I mean, I can't say there's one exception. I mean, every woman says, I have no clue what I'm doing, and, you know, please help me. And so one of my biggest, you know, philosophies is that there's just way too many choices and options out there, and way too much room to go wrong. And so what I've done is just consolidated it all into my best-selling things, and everything's in a kit, everything has instructions, everything is 1, 2, 3, with all the tools that you need to do it. So it's about just simplifying it and taking away any room for error and just making it foolproof.
Which is huge. I'm picturing, like, you know, short of the rope, less chance to hang yourself. But how many years of research? Because this didn't happen, obviously, overnight.
I mean, you know, 25 years. I mean, I've been doing makeup in salons since I was 19. And I would do literally, you know, 20 people a day. And then eventually I went over to LA and I worked for Jose Bear on Rodeo Drive, and I did the LA scene. And then I came back here and I opened my spas, and I had two spas here in town for 10 years, and also became an esthetician. So everything that I've created has been built on, you know, products that have been really super successful for me, that every woman I put it on bought it. And I kept trying to make it easier and easier for my clients, because I would have to always draw the eye after I would do the eye, write down what brush to get, and then, or what brush to use. And a lot of times they didn't want to spend the money on the brushes, and they'd say, we already have the brushes. Then they come back and say, it looks the same as, you know, it doesn't look the same as when you do it. So I put
and
it all into
tools.
The kit.
I mean, the tools are key.
Right.
The
paint by number. I put the diagram right in the kit, which saves me time. Now I don't have to draw it. And I included the brushes. And again, it's all the difference. And I've had people tell me, you know, this is the first time they've ever had their makeup done, where when they went home to do it themselves, it looked the same as when I did it. And so you know, and I just do a quick 5-6 minute thing, and that's all I do on myself. That's what I teach my clients. I mean, obviously, if you're going out on New Year's Eve and you want to, you know,
sparkle it up.
Yeah, you can take more time, but we just want to do something that's quick and easy and works with anything in your clothes and looks natural and just makes you look younger, more fresher, beautiful, and confident.
Help and yeah, natural. Not, I mean, because that's a common problem too, is the over makeup. Trying just because we don't know. I mean,
right. Well, and nobody will tell you either. And this is something that's funny is like, how many women do you know or have you seen over the years that they just have a really bad habit, whether it's a really bad orange lipstick they always wear, or, you know, they do way too black of eyeliner, and they, no one ever tells them, and it's all you
unless
notice when you look at them, unless it's their daughter. Daughters always tell them.
But then they don't want to listen. Now I'm thinking of the Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Right.
What's the name of the show where they do the before and after?
The Today Show, right?
Today Show,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, right. Happens. I mean, so that's exactly what I picture. That's what happens.
Right.
They introduce whoever, and they say they've been doing the same thing forever and ever. I know they can look better.
Right.
Again, they're still real. They're still themselves.
But and a lot of women that are in their 60s are still doing their makeup the same as when they were in high school and learned. And we're talking light blue eyeshadow with liquid liner and, you know,
frosty.
Barbie frosty chalk pink lipstick. And not, you know, that's an over-exaggeration. But, and it's scary because the department stores are intimidating.
Yes.
You know, you don't know what you're getting. They do a lot of transvestite looking makeovers, and it costs a fortune. And I did a commercial a few years back at one of my spas that was for my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit, and we did the before, which is problem solution. Before, I had my gay friend act like the makeup artist doing the really over-the-top makeup application, and we had like 100 products all over the counter, and he was more interested in his own brows, looking in the mirror at himself, and then the woman finishes and she has this bright red lipstick on and it looks way overdone, and she's looking at her bill, which is like $700 later. She's walking out like, what the heck just happened? And then in the after, I have my gorgeous friend walking out with her little M. Bjork bag and her Paint by Number eyeshadow kit, and it's, you know, basically for under $70, you know, it's everything you need. So
wow, that, I mean, that's huge, and that's, you know, I hand select all my guests, and that's why you're here. And that, you know, once I had that realization, I said, you know, I'm covering all the elements of branding, and that is a big piece of it. But again, I think with a lot of things, we all know what to do. We're creatures of habit, and so finding something that is simplified, and I mean, taking from your role models, your mentors, all the years of experience.
Well, I mean, it's a really good point. And I mean, just to point out one little thing, you know, one of the colors in my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit, the number 2 row, it's kind of a butterscotch color. And I learned that trick with the makeup artist I worked with and at Jose Bear years ago, you know.
Priceless.
And yeah, and it's like one little trick that he taught me, you know, that I've incorporated into what I do. And again, I'll give you one other example, which I think is a good one. I was doing an event somewhere, and I did, you know, was doing a bunch of makeup, and a woman was buying everything I had, but she wasn't getting the lip gloss, and she came up later, and she said, you know, whispered to me, and my lip gloss is like $18, so it's in line with,
oh, yeah,
you know, department stores, under, I'm sure. And she said, you know, I'm not getting the gloss because I can go buy that. And I think she said Ulta, I don't know. She goes, I can go buy gloss for $6, and kind of winked at me. And I said, well, good luck with that, because what you're going to do is you're going to go look at, you know, 40 different colors of gloss, and you're not going to get the right one. And
that's why
when you
buy
it from me, you're getting my 20 plus years experience as a makeup artist. And so you're getting my expertise, and that's the difference. And another really quick story, when I was on HSN, you know, a while back, I'm always following other, you know, lines, and I was following Florence Henderson in her line of foundations.
I had
and
no
this
idea.
Is Carol she Brady, right?
Oh,
and I'm
God,
going,
I don't want to buy from Carol.
Well, I just thought it was so surreal. I'm thinking, if I was a kid, would I, watching the Brady Bunch, would I ever think years later I'm going to be selling makeup back to back with Carol Brady? And but I kind of felt competitive because I'm like, okay, what does she know about foundations? And I've been custom blending foundations for over 20 years. And, you know, I can do it in my sleep. And so once again, I'm not just putting my name on a brand. My brand is, you know, everything that I've created, all with my experience built in.
So what I say, too, is talked about that before with you put your name on it, that is your signature.
Right.
And that's
well,
your reputation.
Well, and with
your
HSN,
life.
They really wanted me to, you know, they kept beating me up on my prices and would show me a sample of, you know, this is the Randolph Duke, and I'm just making the name up, you know, kit, it's $11. Look at all the stuff that's in it. And I'm like, well, it looks like $11, and that's not my branding. And I was like, I'd rather make less money and keep the quality up, like with my brushes that I put in my Paint by Number eyeshadow kits. You know, the first samples I got from the factory, I'm like, I wouldn't put my name on this. It would make me cry to think any woman at home was going to try to apply their makeup with this, because the results would have been horrendous. And
Yes. So
I'm always like, if it's not good enough for me, I'm not putting my name on
that
it.
That is an awesome brand filter. Actually, I mean, that's how everyone should think of it. We already have to go to a short break.
Oh, okay.
So everyone stay tuned, but I want to touch on that in terms of with the lotions, foundations, all that, and they do all these scientific experiments and all this research, but then their money goes to advertising. So when we come back, we're going to find out how MB York built her, like I like to call it, go from brand zero to brand hero. She is a go-getter. We're going to find out how she has built her brand, and which got her behind the scenes noted as the beauty expert for Dancing with the Stars. So stay tuned, and we will be back in a couple minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Calling all CFOs, finance and risk professionals. Your call to action is to help your company achieve financial excellence. How? Master risk management, cost control, and strategic decision-making by implementing game-changing technology advances like mobile, in-memory, and cloud computing, and more. Where? Learn from top thought leaders each week on Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP. Join us for Financial Excellence with Game Changers, presented by SAP, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Business Channel.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to this episode. Put your best brand face forward. I'm sitting here with my guest, Mary Beth York. We were just talking about the before and after experience and her product line. Actually, where can people find you? Because there's a lot of people listening in Phoenix.
Well, my website is mbyork.com. It's M as in Mary, B as in boy, YORK.com. My business phone is 480-209-0898. I recently Have put a makeup counter in Joe Paris Salon, which I haven't had a location in a while, but I've been doing a lot of TV segments again, and
yesterday,
it's nice just to have somewhere. Yeah, yesterday I did one on anti-aging tips of
lunchtime.
Celebrities.
Lunchtime
facelift.
Yeah.
So, and that's right behind Sapporo on Scottsdale Road. So it's a great salon. It's beautiful, and I can go in and do clients and kind of have my freedom and not have a whole lot of responsibility with employees
and
all
yeah,
the things
with
in the past.
Traveling, right. You kind of have to do that. And I was going to say, too, from a on your website, you can sign up, right, for your
yes,
contact,
because
I remember
good idea.
Getting those
yes.
little notifications.
If you go to my website and sign up for my subscription, you'll get all the blasts for
when
my
she,
TV
like
segments.
A, the, and food trucks.
Yes.
So it's like
and
pop-up
my,
beauty.
And my Facebook business page. I do more with that, I think, keeping everything updated than anything, because it's easy. And that's
yeah, your photos, too.
The MB York, yeah. So anything I do, I go on there. So and my beauty YouTube channel is on there, too. If you go on my website on the bottom, you can click on it, and then all my TV segments and you know tutorials and everything are on
Which
my
is short
MB
and
York
sweet,
Beauty.
Because
yep.
I did catch the other one. I was bummed because my flight landed after, but it's on their website,
mm-hmm.
and so it's great. It's snippets, which we need is bite size pieces, and I mean that's you know to see it is really really important and get that little tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll have to post our video.
Yes.
Of my,
oh, we will. We'll put it on the YouTube channel and everything.
That's,
yes.
Yes. I will be brave. I will do that. So we were talking. I mean, so much of this people don't realize. You know, with branding, there's a big difference between product and service.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is tangible. I can touch this product. I can feel it. I can see the price.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where people then forget about your. Actual service. You're in both businesses, product
right.
and service.
Right.
They forget that aspect. And, you know, personal experience, you kind of get that sticker shock. Even though, yes, if you buy, I don't know why, but this just came to mind, a can of paint, you don't buy a paintbrush.
Right.
Or you buy the wrong one.
Exactly.
You're going to have different results.
Right.
Or no results. And so that's a big part of it is that knowledge experience. Obviously, you can get to know you know, in the first segment, really get to know your style and your brand and
mm-hmm.
what it's about. And that filter saves people's time. And you see this day in, day out, people are having the same thing and they can incorporate it into their life. I was watching another segment, of course, we're at the point right now recording the show right after New Year's,
mm-hmm.
the point where everyone drops off from their resolutions.
Right.
I think, yes, it was Dr. Phil came out with the 2020 diet. Which I love, first of all, because of double meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something that you can incorporate on a day-to-day basis. Because that's the mm-hmm. biggest thing is people buy all this stuff. They come home. They mm-hmm. don't use it. They feel guilty. You know that
right.
whole snowball effect.
Yeah.
And so yours are...
Everything's
gonna
in a kit and everything.
It's going to fit
yeah.
in my luggage, I mean,
mm-hmm.
to go home with. So a big part of your brand, too, is you do put your signature on it, like I mentioned. You bring your energy. I witnessed that today.
And my solutions. And yes. all of my products solve problems. And
you make it look easy. Which
well,
is
it is
great
easy.
Great professionalism. Well, it's easy. I mean, the way you explain it and show it,
mm-hmm.
you gave me myself that I didn't know what to expect.
Makeup for dummies, kind of, you
yeah.
know?
I'll it take is, it. I'll
yeah,
take that.
The Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes, okay. I'll take that. I didn't know what to expect or experience, and it was kind of funny because a lot of this show is about self-awareness, mindfulness, before we get into the go-gettedness. And I packing to come here, I was looking in my makeup case, and I was like, oh, my gosh, is she going to look at it? Is she going to examine it? Okay, so I didn't bring all my makeup because I was thinking. But it's really mm-hmm. interesting, and that's a good test because, I mean, I think less is more. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely people should clean out because it's
right.
just
well,
too many choices.
I had a woman show me the other day, you know, I told you I have a really small range of lipsticks that I sell. I mean, right now, two colors. You're one or the other, and
ooh,
it's
I like
what
that.
I love. And this woman said, do you want to see all the lipsticks in my purse? And she opened up her side thing, and there was like, you know, 9 or 12 lipsticks. And I said, yeah, but with mine, you just need one. You don't need to mix all these colors together to get the one that
so
you want.
Matching
so when
to
you
her
have
outfits, or she keep I buying mean, the wrong colors?
Probably keeps buying the wrong colors. You know, if you find one that you love, I know from my experience and my clients, you know, they buy 6 at a time. You know, they buy it over and over and over, and you want one in every
so
pocket.
Oh, yeah, and that's added value. I mean, so that time saver.
Right.
So I'd like the listeners to hear, I mean, when you, I know this has been a passion, so if you just share your backstory,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you got into this and what made you I mean, obviously coming up with, and we talked about this on the way here, cosmetic and packaging, design. We had an episode, Make Your Brand Roar, mm-hmm. with a guy that designed a new vodka
right.
brand. I mean, how many vodkas are out there? And he's super successful because of his packaging, because
right.
of his design, mm-hmm. his attention to detail, and his thread was he was always a product and strategy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like you to take the listeners from Mary Beth, your beginning to your latest milestone, Dancing with the Stars, and where okay. you're headed.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur. Like when I was a kid, my dad used to give me all his junk mail, and I would pretend it was my business bills when I was like, you know, I don't know, 6 or 8.
You wanted business
bills? I always wanted to have my own business. And when I went to high school, I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, and I taught aerobics at Chicago Health Club at the time. And all the girls would sit around and talk about in our school, which was 2,000 girls. It was the biggest all-girls school in the country. And everyone would talk about wanting to lose weight. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to ask the nuns if I can do an after-school aerobic class, you know, here. And so they were like, sure. And so I charged like $12 a girl, and I put some posters up, and I had 240 girls sign up. And so it was kind of my first taste of like making money. I remember I'd go by the front office, and there was this envelope where people would put their money in, and it would just be overflowing between classes. And so, you know, then I had so many girls, I had to add a second class, then I had to add one at the lunch hour because we couldn't fit everyone. We almost like totally broke the floor above the library from all the jumping. And so then I would leave there and go to my job and teach like 4 more classes that night. But I loved having my own independence. I remember I bought my own car. I had my own clothes. I had my own checking account. It's very independent. And so and I always loved makeup. You know, I did a little bit of modeling in high school, and I went to this, you know, really glamorous, like, finishing school where we learned makeup. And I always loved makeup. And when I moved to Arizona, I went 1 year to the University of Illinois in Champaign, which I hated, and I froze my butt off. And absolutely, you know, knew it wasn't for me. I'm just more creative. And so I got a job when I moved out to Arizona at a really beautiful upscale salon in the Biltmore. And at the same time, I went to Phoenix College and just took all business classes and things that interested me, you know, like owning and operating your own business. And I worked my way up to managing the salon, and they had 2 locations. They had a second one in the Borgata at the time, and they were 2 really beautiful salons. And so I worked my way to managing them both and learned payroll and all that. And then I got really burnt out on that part of it. And literally the first time I ever did anyone's makeup was we did a weekly TV show in the salon, and they would come in and do a makeover, you know, once a week on whoever rode into the station. And so the first person I ever did, the makeup artist that we had, didn't show up for work that day. And I just jumped in to fill in. And it was funny
because
it was on TV. And then so then I started doing the makeup. Then I worked my way into, I leased out the space, the makeup, jewelry, you know, facial rooms in both of their locations. And I was in my early 20s. And so, but it was great because I made a lot of money. You know, it was in the 80s when people come in and spend, you know, $1,400 on makeup. They were just spending money like crazy. And I would go over to the beach in LA and I'd buy earrings for like $1 on the beach, and I'd do these beautiful displays and sell them for $28. And, you know, it was just super fun for me. And literally, I think by the time I was 24 or so, I was burnt out on that. And I wanted to do the celebrity thing. And so I went over to L.A. and I got hired to work for Jose Bear on Rodeo Drive.
And what was your draw to that?
To the celebrity thing? I always say it goes back to my past life, which is a whole nother radio show. I just always I always had a draw to old Hollywood kind of glamour, and I incorporated that all into my packaging. So I worked for Jose for a while, and I just anytime I go over to LA, as much as I love the glamorous side of it, I hate so much about it too. And it's like we're so lucky here in Arizona, our lifestyle. And so I decided I didn't want to live there, and I opened up. I came back here, and I opened up my spa because I already had my clientele, and nobody had. I was the first day spa, the first one to use that term here in Arizona.
That's
know
pretty
it's crazy.
Big. Oh my goodness!
It was in '96, and so and I was not an esthetician at the time. I didn't want to do hair or nails because I had managed all the stylists and nail techs, and I could not stand working with them. I just felt like they were so high drama and unprofessional. So
she's more of a babysitter than a salon manager.
And so I put in facials, massage, waxing, my makeup. I did a lot of retail. And I had my spas for 10 years. And it was a ton of work. And but again, I just kept going for it. I always dreamed of having my own line. I always dreamed of selling it on TV, like doing the Shopping Network thing. Always. And so, you know, I eventually manifested that with my Beauty Ammo Kit, which was the first thing that I put together. And that's my three-step under eye kit. And being from Arizona, every woman that would walk in my spa had dry, dehydrated, sun-damaged skin. And they'd be cracking under their eyes where their concealer, powder, foundation is, like, stuck in the lines. And so I would do their makeup and think, no matter how great the makeup looks, if their under eyes are all wrinkled and cracked, it didn't do any good. And so I'm like, I have to fix this. So
thank you.
Eventually came up with the solution, which is my collagen eye mask, line putty, and a concealer. And it's the way that I, again, I used to sell all the products separately, but I feel like when you give women too many choices, they can't decide, or they're like, well, can I just do it with my own concealer, or do I really need this piece? Well, you know, I'm not sure they're going to use the sponges if they don't have them. You know, they're going to say they do. They try to do it with their finger. It doesn't work as good. So I just stopped giving women the option. I'm like, all right, it's coming in a kit. It's all going to be in there.
Good.
I numbered the products 1, 2, 3. I put the sponges in. I just left, you know, no room to make a mistake. And so then the way I got on Home Shopping Network was I was at, I think, a makeup artist convention or something with my products. And luckily, I met somebody from the HSN that wasn't a buyer, but it was somebody that saw like a line of people at my booth and everybody really excited about the results. And she got it back to the right buyer and showed her how it works. Because I think if you just take the kit down off of a counter and no one's told you about it, you
right.
really don't know how amazing it is. And again, if you don't apply it the right way, you don't get as good of results. So she showed the head buyer, and they called me and said that in their buyer's meeting, they did it on one eye and not the other on one of their – and she prefaced it by saying, we're a really tough crowd here at HSN. And she said, but it really – they saw a difference. They loved it, and they wanted to bring me on, like, for a test. And
well,
then it was –
that's a quality, credibility
yeah.
test to pass.
Right. And so that was like – then there was a year of legalities before I ever even launched. And then I had to go on and hit certain numbers. And I did like 4 times their expected projections my first time on, which was great. And I was a nervous wreck. I was absolutely like, oh, my God, they put a headset on me and an earpiece. And then they were talking to me the entire time while the host was talking to me. I was like, nobody told me any of this. And but
wow.
by some miracle, and that really did help me grow my brand, because every time, you know, as I went back time and time again, whatever money I made, I expanded into my paint-by-number eyeshadow kit, my full-face artillery.
So you reinvested without
right, my weapons
mortgaging your house.
Right. And again, smart. My spas did help me, because I can honestly say I've never had any investment capital or anything like that. I could have used it a lot of times, but my spas basically cash flowed me, and then HSN really cash flowed me. So I kind of, I always say, manifested. You know, the money always came when I needed it to keep
but
growing everything.
But you went
everything.
Out and made it happen, too. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
The
and
just-
then, you know, at the same time, I was always going over to L.A. and doing red carpet events and, you know, meeting new celebrities, getting celebrities using my products, getting them to sign my consents so I could say their name on TV, you know, and then advertising it all in my spas. I mean, I did everything that you could possibly do
strategy.
To bring in business. And my industry is really unique and tough, and that, you know, it takes a while to really build it up, and especially when you're doing spa services, you know, building a makeup brand at the same time and all of that.
So. And your, I mean, your spa services was also kind of your workshop.
Right. And I called it splurgery. You know, I did microdermabrasion and photofacials, and, you know,
splurgery.
I did celebrity makeup applications with airbrush and, you know, eyelash extensions and all of that. And it was super fun. And again, I love so much of it, but it just took so much of my day every day just managing people and managing the salons that it was really tough for me to grow my brand. So after 10 years...
Did you realize that? A lot of people keep on that treadmill.
Right. Well, my lease came up and I was going to move my location and then the economy tanked and I looked at how much it was going to cost me to move it and how much time I was spending, you know, just with HSN alone. And I just decided, you know what, I'm going to sit it out. And then I've really spent the last 6 years kind of recovering from employees and the stress of having the brick and mortar locations.
And going, yeah, that's an anchor. We're almost at time for another break. So, okay, so, I mean, that's huge, and that's learning, and that's what, you know, a big part of self-awareness is, too, is that someone might really love having the brick and mortar and going to and not being so, you know, and your lifestyle changes, and you also have a daughter.
Right.
So, mom.
Well, and I'm glad I did it, but in the last 3 years, you know, I got them to where I can just pop in on a Saturday, you know, and I wasn't working it, but I spent 7 years really day in and day out building it to that point, and I had a great staff, but, you know, once they move on, you're back starting, you know, from the beginning.
Go in there.
Yeah.
So before we go to break, how did you get on Dancing with the Stars? How'd that come about?
Well, I was over in L.A. and I met Karina Smirnoff and Samantha Harris, their previous host, at an Emmy event. And I did their makeup. And Karina was amazing. And she brought my beauty ammo back to their head lead makeup artist. And she then invited me on the set to come and train all their makeup artists with my products. And basically, they started using my beauty ammo, full face artillery, my brush kits, my paint by numbers. This was like 5 years ago, which is probably 10. I think they do 2 seasons a year. I don't know. So, and I know the day after I was there, they said that my beauty ammo kit made Cloris Leachman look 30 years younger. And they gave me, you know, written statements to use and an infomercial and all kinds of press. And, you know, I'm proud to say I've never paid for any of the endorsements. You know, all my celebrities, anything I talk about is real, you know, word of mouth.
Well, yeah, you're the driving the train.
Right.
You're the engine.
Right. So, yeah, Dancing with the Stars has been great to me. And I love them. And I love the set. And I love, you know, every bit of it.
And so, that's integrated branding. And also why you need a product that's quality, speaks for itself, gets attention. And then that entrepreneur go-getter behind it to represent it. And, again, I mean, that's the thing is you –
I've done it all on my own. You know, again, it's not like I paid someone and they were like, okay, you know, go here between 2 and 4 and, you know, some people will show up. It's like...
Yeah, and that's why you're here too, because that's why I believe and that's the thing, you know, word of mouth. That's the ultimate of any marketing, advertising, anything. And the part that really impresses me is that strategy. And that's what I say too, is capture those releases, whatever.
Right.
You just never know when it's going to come in. And how hard would it be to get those in front of those people again? Oh, I forgot to have you sign this. That wouldn't
happen. It never happened.
You just have a pen in your paper. You say hi.
Right.
Well, okay. We have to go to break. Stay tuned. We come back. We are going to hear some branding tips, more entrepreneurial tips, and... The cosmetic, what was your?
Beauty artillery?
Fun cosmetic empowerment experience.
Ooh, I like that.
So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. The experts are here. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
It's a sad fact that fraud is rampant in today's business environment. The headlines scream about once prestigious organizations falling victim to or crumbling due to the consequences of fraud. How do you keep fraud from affecting you and your business? Tune in to Fraud Talk with host Chris Marquet. Chris has over 30 years of fraud investigation experience, business intelligence, and is a renowned security consultant. Chris and his guests will inform you and help keep you from being the next statistic of fraud. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back to Power Up Branding. This is Kathy Bass, the branding lady, your host, sitting here with Mary Beth York, putting our best brand faces forward today to help you, the listener out there. Well, A, if you're in Phoenix, that's a no-brainer. What if they're not in Phoenix? What would they do?
Well,
come visit.
Again, absolutely come visit. But my website has a lot. MBYork.com, again, is my website. You know, I have clients all over the country.
And then you have the video to show them.
And my personal email, which you could also reach me right through my website, MBYork.com. I'll have people email me.
That's good branding accessibility. Yeah. Thank you.
And I always answer myself. I get all these women from HSN and, you know, if somebody ever had a problem or a complaint, you know, they could be kind of nasty. But I always answered myself, and they were always so grateful. And I'm always really appreciative of my clients and love my clients. So, you know, I want everybody happy. And, you know, as long as I have time, which at this point I still always have time, you know, I like to talk personally to my
clients. Well, customer service, I mean, these are all elements of branding. We were just talking at the break. I mean, this is an awesome branding story. We've got Mary Beth in the studio. Let's take advantage of this. The name, I mean, that's the first part I'd like to start, and like the tagline, and she received some comments. I mean, which you always will. People always will have their opinion, so that's where it's really important to be true to yourself and be real. Mm-hmm. And so what made you decide to go with the initials?
Well, it's my signature on the hat box. The MB York, my logo, is my signature. And I'm a spiritual person, and I just felt like my signature is my energy. And so I did that. And then my survival of the prettiest tagline, I was just saying at the break to Kathy, I could bring this up. You know, I had somebody say to me right when I first started using it, is the tagline. Most people are like, oh my God, I love it. I love it. That's so fun. And, you know, I had somebody say, I don't know if I would do that. And, you know, that sounds like, you know, egomaniac, or I don't know the words they use, but it's all meant to be tongue in cheek and, you know, in making light of how seriously we're taking our beauty regimens, you know. And I feel like, you know, it's like, come on, we can't use the word pretty. It's makeup, you know, and it's what we all want to look pretty. And, again, my beauty ammo hat box, we're talking about packaging and branding and how important that is. You know, I spend a lot of money on my packaging because to me, it's part of the joy of what I do. And if I
look at Apple, just for instance,
making it beautiful, and having the hot pink, you know, I love the old Hollywood glamour of the hat box. And then the hot pink, people are just drawn to it. I mean, when I do trade shows and it's all boring white, you know, skincare lines, everyone just makes a beeline for the pink and gets so excited. And there's something about the color pink spiritually too, that they say, with women, it's like a heart chakra thing. It just, you know, it lifts them up. And
it's psychology. I mean, it's psychology. Actually, I don't know if you ever saw it. I had a pink and black dress, and just because that was my branding color, you had your display.
Right.
I didn't know the hat box story, so that was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And I took a picture. I'll have to show it to you.
Oh,
I'm standing there
in
my pink and black.
Pink and black are fun together, too.
I never would have thought I would be.
Well, and then if you open it up
and
look at the inside is the camouflage print, and it's purple and pink and silver, but it's taking the ultra feminine on the outside, mm-hmm. and then it's the masculine camouflage mixed with it. So I like mixing the feminine and the masculine. It's kind of like, you know, unexpected, but then again, by adding the feminine colors with the camo print. And women respond. It's like empowerment, you know? It's, again, the beauty ammo. It's all, it's a masculine thing with a really feminine packaging.
Yeah, I knew I saw that. On Rock Your Tube, I noticed that you had the camouflage tights. And, I mean, that's why I love doing this episode, because I'm just a very curious person. I want to – it's like a puzzle. Mm-hmm. So I want to, like, okay, what makes her tick? What? How did she get so successful? Let's share
that. Well, I'd like to talk about the Rock Your Tube and why I put those pictures on there. You know, I've always gotten compliments for my style, and I'm pretty much over the top. You know, I'll mix camouflage and leopard print
or
stripes.
You can own it. I couldn't do that, but you could.
Well, a lot of people say, I could never get away with it, but you can. But – you know, I have so many clients that do ask me, okay, like I had this one client call me and say, and she's, you know, she's probably in her early 50s, and she was going on a date with somebody new, and the date was to a Phoenix Suns game. Mm. And so she said, Mary Beth, what should I wear? You know, and she wanted to look hip and cute or whatever, but, you know, age appropriate. And I'm like, my first number one don't is, like, the jeans with the bling. Like, you know, I feel like people in Scottsdale could look like such fashion, you know, followers, just, they're so bad. And so I said, okay, well, you have your Rock Your Tube, right? And I know she had several. I go, you have a black Rock Your Tube? She's like, yeah. And I go, do you have skinny jeans, just dark skinny jeans? She's like, yeah. And I go, how about boots, black boots? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, do black boots, skinny jeans, the Rock Your Tube, and do you have a motorcycle jacket? And she's like, yeah, I got it. So we were done. And so again, I felt like she could still look hip and cute and young, but not like she's trying too hard with bling on her jeans. And, you know, and that's what I love about the tube, is it's taking something that's really basic and flattering and then making it your own. And so on the outer packaging, I put the pictures of all different ways to wear it. I have Vegas style, Cabo style. And then I created one for pregnancy called Maternitube too, which is rock
Maternitube.
Your baby.
Maternitube. I'm big into names. So I get these visions or whatever, so I'll just give you this on the air. Maybe it'll inspire something too. So I'm thinking this is a great idea too, where you could have people who buy it send pictures in of how they're wearing
it. Well, we do it.
Oh, you, oh,
yes,
of course.
So we do it.
You've
on
got
my
strategy
website.
Naturally.
Well, I think, again, it's a nice way to get
people. And we can learn
people.
From each other.
Yes. And I'll be like Princess Di style. You know, we have like women that are conservative, or we'll do it cruising with attitude. But if you're going on a cruise ship, I'll have women show me how they wear it on the cruise ship. So it's all.
But that's a good way to learn too. So we see it. I mean, that's monkey see, monkey do. And the, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud, if you're wearing it, like we had it
twisted
with a little too much cleavage, that's not comfortable for me. So I adjusted it, but I mean, in 2 seconds, I mean, that's a benefit. I mean, I'm all into like flexibility, being resourceful, having multi-uses, but not all those choices and simplifying.
Well, and we'll say from the pool to the bar to the boardroom, you know, you could be on a work trip and you could wear it to a business meeting, and then you could wear it, you know, to cocktails, make it into a mini, you know, could put it on over your bathing suit and just keep twisting and adjusting it.
Yeah, I mean, and if you have to do carry-on, that's a reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got
should be
run.
In everyone's tote bag if your luggage ever got lost, you know. Definitely.
But that's the key, is you have different outfits, and that's you know, that talk about return on investment.
Right.
How much is it actually?
$45.
I mean, that's wow.
Can't beat it.
No, and so I want to make sure we cover this. I mean, it's always easy to look back in the rearview mirror, and again, if you knew what was ahead of you, you probably wouldn't have done it, like most of us.
Oh, my God, no.
But there's a lot of new entrepreneurs out there. I mean, the message is you have to work hard, you have to own it. I mean, there's a lot of great branding nuggets here, lessons, you know, strategy. I think really be in tune with who you are, what fits your personality, what you like, because you're representing it and you're doing it every day. How early do you wake up to go on these shows? I mean, that... obviously.
Oh, my God, middle of the night. Well, I have a friend recently that has a boutique, a clothing boutique, and she was trying to cater to certain women and thinking, you know, I'm going to buy this for these women and this for these women. And, you know, she couldn't quite figure it out. She's like, well, I overthink this and I didn't do this right. And then, you know, in the meantime, she has really great style, like awesome style. I love her style. And the few things that she gets that she loves are things I would buy from her. And I finally said to her, you know what? Don't try to please everyone. Get what is totally you. Get what you love. And then it's your energy. Like, you'll manifest the right clientele and success because you're being true to yourself. And she was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And then you're excited when you open up, you know, the bags or your boxes, your deliveries as they come. You're not going to be like, oh my God, I hope these sell. And I know when I had my spas and I sold a lot of retail, you know, anytime I ordered something where I was like, well, I wouldn't really wear it or I don't really like it, but I think I'll get it and see how it does. It never sold. And it was always the things that I wanted to scream when I saw it with excitement. That was always what sold right
away.
That's
a good test. The scream test.
Yeah. No. And so I feel that way that you have to always follow what makes you excited. And if you're not excited about something, it's really not what you should be doing.
Yeah. Or, yeah, that's the time to reinvent yourself or do something. I mean, like I said, you're getting up early. You're going out there. You're showing people your energy. Yes, that's a big thing I talk about, is delivering it, presenting it, and it never gets old. I mean, it's like so many different uses and people, and to see, I mean, that must be so cool to see it evolve.
Yeah, well, it's like having a baby, you know, when I've launched any product, you know, they're my children, and I feel like I want them to go to good homes, like they're being adopted out, you know.
But you don't have to pay for their education.
No, hopefully they'll pay for my real baby's education, so yeah.
Oh, okay, I want to make sure before we run out of time, I can't believe this, I wish we could keep talking.
We'll have to do it again.
To do another one. What are your top three branding tips for our listeners?
Well, I think we started to say it already, you know, being true to what you really love. And I don't want to say this in a bad way or hurt anyone's feelings, but if you don't have good taste, you know, I don't know what the answer is there because...
Well, for me, I didn't know how to do makeup, so I can admit it.
Yeah. So if it's not your strong point, you know, maybe you shouldn't be doing the creative part. I mean, you know, maybe you need to sub that out to someone else. Like, I happen to, like... be passionate about creating things.
Right.
Some people have stronger talents in other places. So, I don't know, we see a lot of websites and logos, you know, that are just so awful. And even photos.
Program, yes.
Like a realtor headshot, and you're like, what is this person thinking, you know?
So you were saying, like, yes, if it doesn't fit your criteria, then you shouldn't have it represent you because you have to be consistent.
Always being consistent. Again, making sure that your branding is always the same, you know, in terms of using your same logo all the time. You know, if somebody else is going to do something with you, you know, making sure you can approve what they're putting your name on and making sure that it's all your right logos.
From the beginning, because these things will come back to haunt you.
How many times people have, you know, taken my stuff and then made it their style. And it's just, you want to keep your branding where people recognize it and know it's you.
An infused personality. Well, I want to thank you so much for
taking
time to
come here. Thank you for having me.
This
has been awesome.
Before and after. And we will continue the conversation online. Definitely make sure to tune in for next week's episode. We're going to be finding out how to build a brand community online.
Ooh.
Word of mouth ambassadors. Are you going to tune in?
I'm going to.
The creme de la creme. That's who's here. It's people have been there and done it because we've got to lead by example.
As my dad says, I have the bite marks and scratch marks all over me to prove it.
Yes, we all have those.
The boar wounds.
Take a picture of that, yes. But that's how you get here.
Right.
That's how success happens. So I hope you are starting to realize that you are communicating your brand every day in every way. Well, that's what I like to say. Just be you, fulfill what you promise, and always give your best. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy.
Best.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
yay.
It's fun. I'm going to go rock my tube and my hair, my makeup. And we will be posting online. So make sure to catch us on Facebook, Twitter. Again, MB York and Lady Sue Brand. You can just do a Google search. Facebook's the main one for us. But definitely reach out and look forward to those videos and photos.
Yeah, we did a lot today.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of info.
In less than an hour. I mean, it's talking about leading by example. I was a little nervous, but we did it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Seriously.
And I mean, that's a test to how you delivered on your promise, and your products.
I always do what I say I'm going to do. And again,
that's a key branding.
So important.
Yes. Let's leave them with that. Thank you for tuning in. Yes. Do what you say. Say what you do.
Say what you mean.
Power up. It. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding. Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.